Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Check out the Best of the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. You're going to be seeing some interesting tidbits popping up on there. Interesting tidbits, as Mavis would say. Hey, what about Mavis's interesting tidbits on the website? You have to do that. There's going to be a Bobby Dooley Western Estates Homeowners Association newsletter, legal advice from Harvey Wireman. You'll also, in fact, this lady who we're going to be bringing on here in just a moment will have some segments of her column, A Little Bird Told Me, reprinted on our website. Margaret Gray is going to join us in a second. All kinds of fun stuff there. And you can order the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. We have sold $95,000 worth of CDs this year. Since we began in mid-December, see, January, February, that's only 2.5 months we've been selling CDs. December 15th is when we kicked it off. That's pretty good. I'm blown away. I'm very thankful. 94,000 and change as of today, right? So pick up a copy of our CD, and I'll tell you why. It goes to benefit my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. These are kids that have lived on the streets and, you know, have left their homes in many cases for good reason because they can't, the parents are not parents at all. I mean, you would be surprised, man. You hear about kids running away from home. If I may be so bold at this moment to soapbox just a tad, you hear about kids running away from home. And the first thing you think, if you're like me, maybe the first thing you think is, gee, those rotten kids running away from their loving parents, and they don't know where their children are, and oh my God, they just must be heartbroken. Well, I found out something different, and then it made sense the more I thought about it. Kid doesn't run away from a house that he's happy in. Most kids don't run away from houses that are happy homes. And a lot of these kids that my friend's place helps are kids that left those houses. They left them because they were being abused sexually, physically, emotionally. They got a drunk for a father. They got a crackhead for a mother. They got crap is what they got for a house. And they leave not knowing where to go. Many of them wind up out here on the streets, living on the streets. They contract AIDS after selling their rear ends out on the street for money. Nowhere to live. No, I mean, they got no life. My friend's place has been around for 10 years, trying to turn these kids around a little bit, getting them some medical counseling and some AIDS testing and some job counseling and career counseling and giving them a telephone to use and maybe a computer to use and maybe a place to clean themselves up and sort of turn them around as best as they can. That's what my friend's place does, and that's why we benefit them with the sale of our CD, and we've been doing it now 2 years running. 3 years. This is our third year benefiting my friend's place, excuse me. So check out the website. Pick up a copy of our CD. It's $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD, and it goes to my friend's place. And if you'd like, and you don't want to get anywhere near our material, but you would like to help out the people of my friend's place, check out homelessyouth.org, or just call them up, man. They're in a phone book out here, and tell them you'd like to send them some money and help them with their great work. But it's all on our website, philhenryshow.com. Check it out today. Go to Margaret Gray is on the line with us from, she's over at the Hamilton Hotel in Santa Monica, and I think we got a pretty clear line. Margaret, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing fantastic, and we had a wonderful, wonderful evening here at the Hamilton. William Clow, who is a tremendous producer and has done a great deal for a lot of performers in this town, was honored this evening at a fundraiser, and his beautiful wife, Agnes, was with us. You know that William Clow and Clow Productions has been such a pivotal part of bringing to the screen some of the best young performers today, and he was being honored by a consortium of groups this evening at the Hamilton Hotel. I'm very, very happy to be here, and I wanted to mention that because of his work with young performers, Phil, and his work with young actors, young actresses, young singers and dancers. They are the great stars of tomorrow. They're the Nicolas Cages of tomorrow. They are the Jack Nicholsons of tomorrow, the Meg Ryans of tomorrow. There are young, hopeful performers, and I'm very, very proud to say, and I'm very happy to say, that I am the mother of one. And I know you know Jason J. Delmonico, Phil. He is a good boy, a good student. He is indicative, I think, of the fine young performers that we do have here in Hollywood. Now, we were stopped today, and I wanted to mention this.
Okay, I got a call from Frank. Excuse me. Would you believe I'm still getting over this cold? I got a call from Frank, said you got a ticket on your way over to this fundraiser this evening. And is Jason Jay with you?
Jason Jay is with us. We got a ticket for Jason not being in a seatbelt, and I was asking myself question after question as I was driving over here. How do you transition a child to adulthood when he is living in the world of a child? And what do you do that is best for the child when, on the one hand, yes, there is a concern for the law and physical safety. On the other hand, there is a concern for his image. Now, the police officer that I spoke with...
All right, well, let me tell you what Frank told me. Frank Gray called us earlier. He's an attorney and is the husband of Margaret. Said that she had been pulled over. She got a ticket for not restraining a child. How old is Jason Jay?
Jason will be 12 in August, Phil. He's 11 and a half.
Okay, let me just bring people up to speed. You got a ticket for not putting the kid in a seatbelt, correct?
That is correct.
And you did get into it with the police officer to the point where you were trying to argue him off of the ticket. Frank was telling me that you are going to contest this?
Well, Phil, what we're going to contest is this. There are young people in... First of all, California has a seatbelt law, as do many states.
And seatbelt law for everybody?
Yes, for everyone. But there is a microcosm of people in this town, Los Angeles, and I think around the country, who transcend certain restrictions. One of them, I think, might be child performers. I know that Jason J. Delmonico does. Now, I spoke with a man at the district attorney's office. And
well, hold on. You said that Jason J. Delmonico transcends the seatbelt law, and the obvious question is why.
Yes, the question's why, and I wanted to get to that. The question is, why does he? And the answer is, because he's a boy, but he is also a gifted, gifted young performer. He is one of those young people that really has great promise, Phil.
Now, I will tell people that your son, Jason J. Delmonico, is a child actor.
Yes, he has performed in some film work. He's done some commercial work. We're pacing him right now.
He's done the macaroni and cheese commercial. Was he in Babe, or was he up for it?
He was up for the voice of Babe. He didn't get that part. He has auditioned for a number of John Hughes films. He's right there on the edge. I think Jason J. Delmonico, Phil, and I'm knocking wood right now because I can feel it. And I know you know that song from West Side Story. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Is that the one that Tony sings?
Yes. Could be, who knows, there's something good. You know, I feel that way. That Jason Jay is on the verge, Phil, of something so wonderful.
Well, all right, what has this got to do with him not wearing a seatbelt today?
It's simply this. I cannot, Phil, and I know this is difficult for your audience to relate to because I know a lot of the people listening to you tonight don't have children in show business. They don't have children in the entertainment business. But listen to me, and listen very carefully. You cannot pull up to a casting director's office or a director's office. You cannot pull up to an agent's office with a young boy in a seatbelt. It sends the wrong message in terms of the boy's emerging masculinity. It sends the wrong message in terms of his flexibility and ability to play different parts. Now,
but, Margaret, you're talking about a law. The kid should be in a seatbelt.
I know that, Phil.
And you were arguing this with a cop, right?
I was. Because young male performers today and young actors today, I'm talking about child actors, have got so much that they have to contend with. Drugs. The possibility that there are some parents out there that will mishandle their monies. And they have so much going against them. We want to give our kids a hand. I cannot pull up to a casting director's office with Jason J. Delmonico in a seatbelt. He will look fey. I think...
Margaret, the boy needs to be...
Hold on for a minute, Phil. He will look weak. He will look fey. And if you're asking me what about safety, here's the safety, Phil. I'm his mother. I drive him to all auditions. I would never do a thing to hurt him. I would never do a thing to jeopardize him. And we just have to go by an old rule, and I know you know the one, Phil, mother knows best. It worked for me, Phil. I think it's worked for you and for a lot of people. Mother knows best.
And well, you're talking about a law in the state of California.
Which we would like to rescind for certain children, and I know that this is going to, it's going to go over the heads of a lot of people, but there are certain children in the film business, if you buckle them into a safety belt, they're going to look fey, and it's going to hurt them with casting directors and directors. And again, I'm thinking of that song, could be, who knows, there's something good, oh, do, boo, 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 ba, ba, ba. Sure as it goes. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's the one that Tony sings when he feels like he's going to fall in love.
I've got that feeling about Jason J. Delmonico. I don't want to let it go. Not yet, Phil.
All right. Hold the line. Margaret Gray is with us from the Hamilton Hotel in Santa Monica. She doesn't feel that her son and other male child actors should have to wear seatbelts. It makes them look weak and compromises them when they're pulling up to an agent's office or a casting director's office looking for a job. And as a result, she got a ticket today. Because her son wasn't in a seatbelt. 1-800-44. Now, as crazy as that may sound, this is a woman with a young boy who has performed in TV commercials and films and really thinks that this is going to compromise his image. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us. She is at the Hamilton Hotel in Santa Monica. They were honoring the producer, William Clow, who has worked with a lot of young performers, and we're talking about young actors, young child actors. Are you aware of an organization, Margaret, called Minor Consideration?
Yes, I am, and it is a wonderful organization started by Paul Peterson, who was the former child actor, and I think that he is just doing wonderful work for a lot of these former child stars. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people, the young actors today, who have to face their fans wearing seatbelts, looking gay, looking fey, very, very weak, very weak. Jason J. Delmonico, who we are grooming to be, I think, more masculine. I see him as a young Kiefer Sutherland. I see him as perhaps a bit more masculine Michael J. Fox. I see him as a more masculine Rob Lowe.
I don't know when you say a more masculine Rob Lowe or whatever, but you have a certain idea of what image he's going to project, right?
Yes, and you don't start projecting that image when you have the kid in a seatbelt.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Reno on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. I just wanted to make a comment that I believe that it's a matter of building character in young people today. And that if a man can drive up and unbuckle a seatbelt, that any child or young person
We're talking about a young child.
I'm saying that a young child as well, who comes from a centered being within themselves, can unbuckle a seatbelt, step out, and be fully in control of their image and be proud of it.
Margaret?
I don't think they don't need a seatbelt.
Well, what about their fans? What about the other young people that are looking at them and they're saying, in the case of my son, Jason J. Delmonico, well, what's wrong with him that he has to wear a seatbelt?
He's obeying the law for one thing.
Well, image has got nothing to do with the law, dear. Image has to do...
That's a false image.
With what,
I'm sorry.
With what
That's
Jason,
a false image.
Jason J. Delmonico, who is my son, and...
By the way, why does he have a different last name? This is a stage name?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
All I'm saying is that when he pulls up to a casting director's office, who might have been considering him for one of the tougher roles, for instance, the role of Kiefer Sutherland in Stand By Me, and he sees him strapped into a seatbelt, he immediately starts thinking, Shirley Temple.
Why
something
would you
light,
think that you know what
light.
This man is thinking? Excuse
I'll
me.
I'll tell you why. Because I'm a mother of a young son involved in the business. I've been around.
And he needs to obey the law. The law says you need to have it on. It's for his protection.
Well,
it's
what was this
safety.
Officer? Why didn't this officer listen to me today? I told him it was Jason J. Delmonico.
Doesn't matter who he is.
Well, the officer was.
Was this an LAPD?
This was Los Angeles Police, yes. And I was outraged.
But you shouldn't be.
Why shouldn't I be?
Because it's a matter of safety. Where would you be if he were killed in an accident because he didn't have his seatbelt on?
I want to say this. My son is with me. He's always protected. It's called safe driving. I would never jeopardize my son's life.
But someone could hit you.
No one
they
is going to.
They could hit you broadside. You have no control over anyone except you. What about other drivers?
I can take evasive action. Haven't you heard about defensive driving?
I use it every day. Of course I've heard
course
about
you
it,
do,
but
darling.
I don't break the law, and I do wear my seatbelt, and I think your son, for his own safety, ought to wear his.
I drive. I don't want to hit this too hard, Phil, but I drive a 950 series BMW. It is a very substantial sedan.
I just hope your son isn't killed in an accident.
He won't be as long as mother is driving a BMW. What do you drive? If I may ask you, I'm sorry.
Well, believe me, I drive a very heavy-sided car with reinforced metal, but that has nothing to do with me not
is
obeying
it a truck?
The law.
It's a truck.
No, it is not a truck.
I drive a very substantial, imported, thank you very much, sedan. And
all right, we're not here to talk about how cool each other's car is.
I'm just saying to the lady, don't worry about Jason J. Delmonico. He's safe as long as mother is driving. Okay?
I still think he ought to obey the law and wear his seatbelt.
Well, it
I don't
is a law.
Who he is.
And I don't know what you're going to do, Margaret. As long as the law is the law.
I believe that police officers should show leeway. They do it with speeding. Why not with seatbelts? Do you think everyone that goes over 55 is pulled over by a police officer? Obviously not. So they should show a little bit of common courtesy to a Jason J. Delmonico and his mother.
I disagree. I don't think you're above the law. I'm sorry.
Have you seen his work? Have you seen Jason J. Delmonico's work? You have.
But that doesn't mean that he should be allowed to break the law.
Did you see him in Babe?
Yes. But the point
well,
is,
he wasn't
I
in
don't
Babe.
Care who he is.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. On the line, Margaret Gray. She's at the Hamilton Hotel. And it sounds like there's still some speakers there. Margaret?
Yes, Phil. They're wrapping up a little testimonial here. So, and I have the very great pleasure of talking to William Ray, who's a very big fan of yours. And
great. Tell him I said hello.
And I'm hearing some rumors about certain members of a certain rock group that are very big fans of yours, but I'm not going to divulge.
Well, we don't have to name drop, okay?
Well, I don't want to say Sugar Ray on the air, but I...
Well, then you just did, okay?
I'm sorry?
You just did.
I'm sorry, Phil, it's very loud in here.
You just mentioned their name when I asked you not to drop any names.
I'm very, very sorry, Phil, but I think that your modesty, false or not, doesn't really help you. I think it was a very nice tribute.
All right, let's get back to talking about what we're talking about, and that is the this idea that your son, because he's a movie actor or a film actor or whatever the hell it is that he does, shouldn't wear a seatbelt because it makes him look gay or something. Is that it?
No, I didn't say gay. I said light, fey.
It's got nothing to do with sexual orientation.
No, it has to do with image. He's got a strong, young, boyish image. And when he drives up with mommy in a seatbelt, the other kids see that. The other people who are fans of Jason J. Delmonico will, I think, obviously be affected.
All right, here is Louisville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Louisville, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
You're on the air, sir.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Donico?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say that for Mr. J. Monaco, the kid who was riding in the car without his seatbelt on.
My son, Jason J. Delmonico.
Jason J. Delmonico.
Yes, Jason J. Delmonico.
Jason J. Delmonico.
Yes.
Must say congratulations for his success and fame.
Thank you very much.
But
I'm his mother.
The saying that mothers knows best, that's true. In that situation, that's really, really dangerous, even though your child is riding with you you're driving as safe as possible.
I'm driving
that does not mean that someone can't come and side smash you or something going wrong with the car. It doesn't matter what type of car you got. Danger lurks everywhere, has no respect for nobody. That death has no respect for nobody.
Well,
and
I have
the same
to say,
went on for Princess Diana Road in the best car that money could buy. And she crashed and died.
Who did, dear? Your mother?
Diana. She rode in best car there is, and she crashed and died.
Well, Diana shouldn't have been driving that fast.
Well,
and she shouldn't have gotten behind the wheel of a car after having...
But that does not mean that nobody is above the law.
Darling, you have to understand something. No, wait a second. You have to understand. Princess Diana should never have been driving that car after having as many drinks as she'd had.
Diana was not driving the car. She had a driver just like you driving your son.
My understanding was that she was driving that night after drinking some 10 shots of tequila.
She was being driven by somebody else.
She was being driven by a chauffeur in the best car, and they had the best protection or whatever. Anyhow,
what do you say to a Jason J. What do you say to a young boy, a Jason J. Delmonico, who is on the verge of becoming
established a successful career?
Yes,
his image will not be tarnished if safety is given to him.
Do you wear a seatbelt?
There is no excuse for safety.
Darling, do you
safety
wear a seatbelt?
Comes first.
Do you wear a seatbelt? Yes or no?
I wear a seatbelt everywhere.
And do you do
go,
that?
My child is protected by a seatbelt.
What about your wife? What
my
does your wife think of you when you wear a
seatbelt? I'm not the issue. The
issue no,
is
I want to know, what does your wife think of you when you wear a seatbelt?
In the car with a seatbelt on, that's the law.
I'm his mother. I would never jeopardize the life of my child.
In this case, you're wrong.
Well, I would never jeopardize the life of my child.
And you are going with a ignorant attitude that
I never said anything about you being ignorant. I don't think you should characterize me.
You're going with an attitude that you're driving and your son is safe as can be. That is not fact of life. That is not true. You're not safe.
Phil Henry,
you go,
the host of the show.
You are going in danger.
Mr. Henry.
Yes, I'm right here.
I want to ask the man a question.
Go ahead.
How many of Jason J. Delmonico's projects have you seen?
Ma'am, that is not the issue. The
issue
is
then you don't even know what I'm talking
about. You are
driving
in a car with your son without a seatbelt on. Danger.
What has Jason J. Delmonico done? He did the macaroni and cheese commercial. He's auditioned for the John Hughes thing.
He was up for Babe.
None of these successful events in your son's life has an issue to deal with your son riding in a car.
Could I ask you a question? Could I ask you a question, sir?
He is being put in danger.
Could I ask you just one simple question?
One question, ma'am.
Are you B-L-A-C-K?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
What do you mean, is he B-L-A-C-K?
I just wanted to know.
Whole family is classified as that.
Classified?
Classified.
I'm not the issue.
All right,
my
sir.
Racial background
yes,
is not the issue.
Yes, absolutely. And I appreciate your call, sir. I got to move on. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This is I'm a first-time caller, and I do not want to get in a discourse with this lady.
Can you speak up? Because I'm in a restaurant right now.
She is a pompous, arrogant idiot. I have never heard such lame excuses in my life. You need it.
You're on, ma'am. Go ahead.
I said this lady is a pompous, arrogant idiot. That's all I got to say.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I am.
Well, no, you couldn't be because no one ever speaks to me that way.
Well, I just did.
Well, would you like...
You are an idiot to think that you are above the law.
I'm not above the law.
If Jesus Christ was here on this earth, he would be following the law, and he would have a seatbelt on because...
Then why did he get nailed to a cross if he's following the law? Oh, answer that one. He must have broken a law.
Because what?
Jesus Christ doesn't follow the law, otherwise he wouldn't have been executed, nailed to a cross.
He was nailed to a cross
to save you from your sins.
I'm simply saying that Jason J. Delmonico, the police...
Who cares who he is? It doesn't matter. I hope the judge lamb-blasts you. You're arrogant and pompous, and I'm hanging up because I don't want to hear anything.
You're jealous
else
of my child's success. You're jealous of my child's success. You're jealous. First of all, Phil...
All right, we don't need to get into religion.
Well, she brought it up. First of all, Jesus Christ broke laws. That's why he got nailed to a couple of two-by-fours. Now, it might have been right, it might have been wrong. I'm not here to judge. Far be it from me to judge another man. But he must have done something. Otherwise, they wouldn't have hammered him into that wood. And as far as Jason J. Delmonico goes, I have...
We've heard about Jason J. Delmonico. If I may interrupt and say, the point a lot of people are trying to make is, he's not above the law. He is...
Phil, the point that I am trying to make is the police do use discretion. Now, they use it with speed. Why don't they use it with the seatbelt?
I don't... You mean when they don't... when they're not...
When they're not pulling over everybody that goes over 55, are they?
No, they're not.
They use discretion.
I don't know what they do.
Well, then why don't they do it with the seatbelt? That's what I'm talking about. That is the essential point that I'm trying to make.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. On the line is Margaret Gray. She is a nationally syndicated writer. You may have seen her column, A Little Bird Told Me. It is syndicated in some 200 newspapers across the country. She is tonight at the Hamilton Hotel in Santa Monica for their honoring Hollywood producer William Clough. And her son, Jason J. Delmonico, who is a child actor, was not wearing a seatbelt today in the car because you wouldn't let him wear a seatbelt because of his image. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You were pulled over. You were ticketed. Now, what is the story here about your son's field trip to wherever the heck it was? Was it...
He went on a laser tag field trip. And the father was taking some five kids on the laser tag field trip.
And what do you mean laser tag field trip?
This is where the kids shoot each other with the laser guns.
Okay.
I told him, Jason J. Delmonico, you don't have to wear a seatbelt. And
okay, that was it. So you told him while he was riding with another adult, he didn't have to wear a seatbelt, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And yes, Bob Howley did get the ticket. I told him that I would pay for it. But Jason J. Delmonico didn't have to wear the seatbelt. And
yeah, but you had your son screaming and arguing with an adult who was taking these kids on a field trip. I mean, you can't do that. You can't have a kid doing that. You have to allow for this man to ensure the safety of these children.
I am the mother of an extraordinary young boy. Now, I'm sorry that Bob Clownlee got the ticket, and I know Janet, and she's been a friend of mine for years. But Bob Clownlee and his wife Janet are not putting a seatbelt on Jason J. Delmonico. Ain't gonna happen. And I told him that, and I told him he could remove it anytime he wanted to.
Boy, and you also run the risk of having your kid be looked at as spoiled rotten. Here is Hickory on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
I beg your pardon.
You run the risk...
Phil?
Yeah, you run the risk... Yes, sir. You run the risk, Margaret, of having your child looked upon as spoiled.
How dare you?
Go ahead, this gentleman in Hickory. Hello?
Yes, I'd just like to say, is this lady at the restaurant, is she a buffing the tables or what? Because everybody's laughing at her in behind. She's an idiot, just like everybody else. Does.
I happen to be a guest at a dinner honoring William Clough, the great director.
Well, that's fine, but you pushing your son down everybody's throat like you are tonight on the radio. I don't remember a Kraft cheese commercial.
Macaroni
and
cheese.
He can wear a seatbelt just like anybody else. He's not above the law, and he's not too good to
wear.
I'll
put it to you this way: What if they kept you from getting a job?
If you think a BMW is going to save his life, you got another thing coming.
Oh, my
dear. Because one day, if you're going to go wreck on the interstate somewhere, and you're going to peel your butt and your son's butt off the pavement.
No one is going to peel anyone's butt, darling. I am a mother. I love my son. I protect him. Now, would you wear a seatbelt if it meant...
My kids, too. My kids wear seatbelts. I love them to death.
Would you let them wear seatbelts if it meant they wouldn't get work?
What do you mean seatbelt's got to do with work?
I think
the kid's intelligent enough to wear a seatbelt.
No.
Maybe he's worthy of the job.
No, if the child pulls up, the director wants to see him in a very masculine frame. And if he pulls up and he's wearing a seatbelt...
How does a 12-year-old look masculine?
Masculine, what?
Masculine. Sir, I got to ask you a question, sir. Are you on some kind of a speakerphone or something?
I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah, you're clipping. There's like a limiter or something. If you could back away from the phone a little bit, I think you're just...
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, no, not a problem. Margo, what was your point?
I will not. I went to the BMW driving school in Germany. I won't crash.
You won't crash? How do you know you won't crash?
Because I went to the BMW driving school in Germany.
Well,
thank you.
What's the school got to do with crashing?
I went to the BMW driving school in Germany. It's better than any race.
Oh, where do you find these people at?
No.
You come up to a stoplight, your stoplight's green. Your light's green, and somebody that ain't paying attention runs a stoplight and hits you. Is the school going to stop you from being hit?
I swerve to avoid him.
Swerve to avoid him?
Yes.
How do you swerve to avoid him if you got traffic around you?
I see him coming, and I back up.
How you do this in a quick split second?
I went to the...
Yeah, BMW driving school in Germany.
Well, I did. And if this guy at Hickory... Don't you follow NASCAR?
Yes, I follow NASCAR.
You know a guy by the name of Bill Elliott?
Yes, I do.
I happen to know Bill Elliott.
Well, I'm glad you do. I think Bill's smart enough to wear a seatbelt. Does that make him not masculine because
If he was Jason J. Delmonico's father, he wouldn't.
That's a good question. What about a man who wears a seatbelt? Is he...
No, but Bill Elliott is a grown-up man. He's not being in the movies. He's just one of those, what do you call them?
Race car driver.
Oh, yeah, one of those guys. He goes around and around.
So he looks girlish by wearing a safety belt in his personal car and his race car.
In his race car. Does he look effeminate when he's wearing a safety belt in a race car on the track?
No, that looks butch. I like that. I love to see those guys. But a little boy, you can't do it to him.
How fast were you going when you got your ticket for your seatbelt for your son?
I was on the interstate.
How fast were you going?
How fast?
About 75, 80.
75, 80?
Yeah.
What's the speed limit?
55.
55.
Right.
So you're doing 20 miles an hour over the speed limit without a kid restrained. Have you ever seen an accident on the interstate?
One time? Yes.
What kind of car was it?
Oh, I don't know. It was one of those
Volkswagens
or something.
I travel the interstates where I live.
The ambulance
was BMWs,
blocking my view.
I've seen Mercedes.
There were two emergency vehicles blocking my view, but I think I saw it was a Volkswagen or something.
You was 20 mile an hour over, riding down the road, interstate.
Darling, I know.
You don't think something would happen to your kid if you wrecked?
He was on his way to meet
William Powell.
Did
you wear a seatbelt?
I drive a 12-cylinder beast. It can't go any slower. It's not good for it. I have to do 80.
Do you wear a seatbelt?
Do I?
Yes.
On occasion.
On occasion.
On occasion. All right, I have to take a break.
Well, I heard what happened.
Hey, Phil.
I heard what happened to that poor guy with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't want to take any chances.
Yes, sir.
I'm first on caller. I appreciate you letting me in.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call this evening. We'll take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line from the Hamilton Hotel in Santa Monica. And you're talking about a kid transition. You asked the question, how do you get a kid to transition gracefully into adulthood? You got him not wearing a seatbelt because you're afraid it's going to make him look like a wuss in front of directors. You know.
Well, Phil, he's getting to be a young man. He's 12 years of age, soon to be 12 years of age. He used to sleep in our bed with us. He used to take showers with me. He's a young man now. You know, I walked into the bathroom the other day, and I said, Jason, and I was going to talk to him about something. And he grabbed a towel and covered himself. And I thought at that moment, my God, my little boy has become a little man in a lot of ways. And yes, you look at him as a boy. You see the potential as a man. You see how he develops physically. I can tell you this, and I know we're on late enough. He'll give Frank a run for his money. I'll give you that much. Because
all right, well,
I understand. Be that as it may. The point being, he doesn't want to sleep with Mommy anymore. He doesn't want to shower with me. He's his own man. All right, I understand that. I want him to develop into manhood. More importantly, I want him to get those parts that this Frankie Muniz. Did you see this Malcolm in the Middle?
And I saw a little blurb on. I saw something about Frankie in, I think it was in Vanity Fair magazine.
You know that Jason J. Delmonico was up for the part in Malcolm in the Middle and shows up for the audition wearing his seatbelt, looked all for all the world like a pussy, and didn't get the part. Here comes Frankie Muniz with no seatbelt on. Guess who's working on Malcolm in the Middle now?
Frankie Muniz.
That's right. Jason J. Delmonico took it in the shorts hard and fast. Because of that. And it really made me angry.
Here is Yam Hill on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I have just a couple of questions for Margaret. For one thing, I can't believe she's real. So if she's just...
Well, if you don't think I'm real, then what you can do is come out here and you try to guide a child through a career in show business, in film...
Okay, let me ask
try
you
to guide that child
Margaret.
And try to give that child
Margaret.
A job. No,
Margaret.
You listen because you
do
don't know.
Do you have a job?
You
other
listen
than
because
your
you don't
career?
Know. You listen because you don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have
I
a
do.
Job other than managing
my
your son's
son
career?
My son is going to be as good as he can possibly be using my help and using the offices of people that he knows.
So,
not because
so you don't
he made
have
the
a
wrong
job
moves.
Outside of
we're
managing
going
your
to
son's
him,
career. Is that right?
We're going to let him make all of the right moves.
Well,
and yes, I do. I'm a writer. I do a syndicated newspaper column. What do you do that makes
I'm
you an
expert?
I'm an
emergency 911 dispatcher
well,
for
that
a large
makes
metropolitan
you a, that
area.
That makes you a real expert on children in film work.
No, I'm an expert on kids getting killed.
Whereabouts do you work?
Because of car accidents.
Where do you work?
I work for a large metropolitan 911 center in Oregon.
Oh, well, Oregon.
And, you know... I have
that's
to say, when you first
big,
asked
big
me,
town.
I don't think your son would be missing parts or not getting parts if he drove up and it's because he's seen wearing a seatbelt. The only thing I could see would be his demise would be that he has your attitude that would probably keep him from getting a part.
No,
because
you
if
have
you're
to have
representing
confidence.
Your son,
you have to have confidence.
You are the most ignorant,
no,
arrogant woman who I just can't even believe you're
in
for
other
real.
In other words, if I have confidence, I'm ignorant and arrogant.
No, you don't have confidence.
Yes,
you
I
are
do.
Completely ignorant. And
Jason,
you know what I hope you do with that ticket?
Jason J. Delmonico
you know,
is going
I've
to
never
be
heard
bigger.
Of your son. Jason J. I think
where
you're
you,
on the show just
oh,
to keep
well, you know what,
his name
you know,
so
Yam
it's
Hill,
in people's heads.
Yeah, Yam Hill is a real hotbed of the show business.
It is.
Is it really?
You know what?
What
I
are they filming up there? What are they filming up there? An Ace Hardware commercial?
Have?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have just the one child?
I have three sons.
You have three sons. How old are the other two?
What is this all of a sudden?
I'm just curious.
I have two boys in high school.
Two boys in high school. Do you make them wear seatbelts?
They're not in show business. They are not Jason J. Delmonico.
Do you love them?
Jason, of course I love my son.
Okay, do you love Jason J. Delmonico?
I love him enough to see him be the next Kiefer Sutherland. You
so
go ahead and watch
the
your...
The next Kiefer, and how much trouble has Kiefer Sutherland been in?
None. Well, just that, well, maybe the one thing.